are listening to Higher Edutainment, the higher education podcast. Higher Edutainment with host Dr. Matthew Lloyd Collins. Higher Edutainment, the higher education podcast. How to ace an online course. Seven tips from the professor. The topic of this episode is how to ace an online course. Seven tips from the professor. My name is Dr. Matthew Lloyd Collins, and I am the professor. I earned both my bachelor's and master's degrees at Virginia Commonwealth University, VCU, located in beautiful, historic Richmond, Virginia. I earned my PhD at Virginia Tech, located in Southwest Virginia, in the college town hamlet of Blacksburg. Since the time of the completion of my PhD studies in 2003, I have been teaching online courses. Being an online college professor for the last 17 years, I have seen it all, folks. I have worked with a wide range, diverse body of students, many of whom have done quite well in my online courses. Those students who have surmounted the challenges presented by my online courses typically share many commonalities. Successful online students employ the seven tips from the professor for acing an online course. Oppositely and similarly, those students through the years who have not done so well in my online courses typically also share many commonalities. The students that failed my online courses nearly universally failed to employ the seven tips from the professor for acing an online course. If you want to ace an online course, emulate those who have done well before you. Make use of the following seven tips from the professor for acing an online course. You'll be glad you did. Take the helm of your own mind, your own body, and your own spirit. You, my friends, are responsible for your own health, your own wealth, and your own happiness. Be your own wingman, Maverick. Get to work. On their own, each of the seven lessons for acing an online course, tips from the professor, are powerful. Online students, for sure. And really anyone, anywhere who wants to learn something through autodidacticism, which is the art of teaching thyself, will benefit from the employ of the seven lessons for acing an online course. Tips from the professor. If you as a student apply any one of the seven acing the online course tips from the professor, you will see grade improvement and increased online course learning retention and real-world pragmatic application of the course lessons learned almost immediately, folks. If you use several of the acing the online course professorial tips in synergistic combination, you will indeed manifest still higher rates of academic return. The best approach, my friends, is to use them all at once, intertwined in a magnificent concert of synergistic prowess. If you apply all of the seven tips from the professor for acing an online course all at once, synergistically, well then, my friends, your return on investment will take the form of stratospheric grade improvement, fortified learning retention, and an enhanced critical thinking capacity. Your levels of academic student prowess will be elevated to the very pinnacle, to the very top of the class. The seven acing the online course work best when they are all deployed simultaneously, my friends. Deploy them simultaneously. They are, in fact, an intricate dance of synergistic majesty and intertwined wonder, magically strong. For such an example, think of paracord. What is paracord? Have you ever heard of the term paracord? Well, paracord, otherwise known as parachute cord 550, and also type 3 cord in certain circles, gets its name from the fact that it was originally designed for the suspension of lines in parachutes. Made of nylon, and due to its legendary strength-to-weight ratio and fantastic versatility, paracord obviously caught on with other military units, then in time with civilians as well. The core of 550 paracord is usually made up of 7 strands. Interesting. These 7 strands are intertwined in serpentine fashion, housed within the paracord sheath. Each of the 7 acing the online course tips from the professor should be seen as an individual strand encompassed within the sheath, outer wrapping of your tips from the professor acing the online course paracord. If you employ all of the 7 acing the online course tips from the professor all at once, you will ace the online course. If you employ a few of the 7 acing the online course from the professor, you will probably pass the course. If you employ none of the 7 acing the online course tips from the professor, you will be at a big competitive disadvantage come grading time. Now, without further ado, my friends, the moment you have all been waiting for, so patiently indeed, the following are the 7 acing the online course tips from the professor. Drum roll. Numero uno, start with the syllabus. Numero dos, create an electronic and physical course due date calendar. Numero tres, create a course strategy. Numero cuatro, post early, post often in the discussion boards. Numero cinco, be proactive with your assignments. Numero seis, keep a clear open channel of communication with your professor. Numero siete, give thanks for your educational opportunities. Now that the 7 tips from the professor for acing an online course have been unveiled, I shall proceed henceforth to analyze and deconstruct each of the aforementioned acing the online course tips from the professor forthwith and post haste. Let us begin with numero uno. Start with the syllabus. It's nearly universal, folks. The vast majority of online courses that anyone will ever take most typically commence and begin with the explicit instruction for the student to read the syllabus. But how many of us take heed of this very simple instruction? Few. Very few, I suspect. Henceforth, begin to really take the time to actually print out and actually critically read the content of this course syllabus, line by line. If you do not know where you're going, every road will get you nowhere. Henry Kissinger. So start with the syllabus. Start with the syllabus is the very first tip from the professor for acing an online course for this primary reason. The syllabus is the online course roadmap. Syllabi contain pertinent information that you will definitely need to know as an online course taker. For instance, the syllabus will let you know what books are required for the course. The syllabus will inform you of the course learning outcomes. Moreover, and most important to you in all likelihood, the syllabus provides the information regarding how you will be assessed and graded in the online course. Finally, the syllabus will provide you with a lifeline that will allow you to contact the online course instructor if you should have course questions or concerns. Typically, the professor's office hours, telephone number, Zoom and Skype contact, and email is provided within the confines of the syllabus. If you're serious about acing this online course, take the time to print out the syllabus and read it word for word. After reading the syllabus, Enter the online course room. Once inside the online course room, conduct yourself a little reconnaissance mission to determine the lay of the land, so to speak, in the online course. If the syllabus said there would be discussions, check and see if the discussions are available for viewing in the online course shell. Some professors elect to lock down the coming week's discussions to preclude students from working too far ahead in the course. Other professors, however, leave all the discussions across the entirety of the entire course wide open, flapping in the wind, so to speak, for all to see from day one of the course onward. Same with assignments and online courses. Reflect on what you read in the syllabus about the coming course assignments. Are the assignments locked, or can you see them plain as day? Take note, as these distinctions will greatly influence the manner in which you go about creating your acing the online course strategy. The next acing the online course professorial tip is to create both an electronic and a physical course due date calendar. Duplicative efforts reinforce successive results when it comes to your calendar keeping. First comes thought, then the organization of that thought into ideas and plans, then the transformation of those plans into reality. The beginning, as you will all observe, is in your imagination. Napoleon Hill. Create an electronic and physical course due date calendar. Create yourself an electronic as well as a physical course due date calendar. This duplication is intentional. Intentional, my friends. The electronic reminder that a course assignment, well, that's all good and well. Yet, I encourage each of you to also keep a physical notebook calendar for each week or even each month, wherein you check off those tasks physically on your physical notebook calendar. You may use a plain notebook, a legal pad, or any other stationery that your heart desires to create your physical notebook calendar. Use your physical notebook calendar to organize the daily task you seek to achieve. As you complete those tasks, the physical act of crossing through your to-do list has an inherent, intrinsic motivational value with rewards all its own. The act of writing down what you are going to accomplish is powerful, my friends. It is powerful. This act keeps us from wasting away in the social media never land all afternoon. We get focused. The physical notebook calendar keeps your eyes focused directly on the prize. The next professorial tip for acing an online course is to create a course strategy. I believe everyone chooses how to approach life. If you're proactive, you focus on preparing. If you're reactive, you end up focusing on repairing. John Maxwell. Create a course strategy, folks. Harken back to what I said about professors keeping open or locking the course discussions and assignments. If the professor has the discussions and assignments locked and hidden away from student view, that presents one set of circumstances, folks. In my mind, the preferred set if you are coming into an online course from the student perspective. If the professor has the discussions and assignments locked, that presents an entirely different set of circumstances for course strategic planning purposes. So check to see, are the discussions locked? Are the assignments locked? If so, you go with one strategy. If not, you go with another. If the discussions and assignments are unlocked in your online class, raise your hands up and exclaim, "Hallelujah!" Begin working on the discussions and assignments at once. It is far better to begin the discussions and the assignments ahead in the online course way early in comparative juxtaposition with beginning those discussions way late. Write your discussions and assignments for the weeks ahead, well ahead of the due dates. Keep them safe in a Word document on your hard drive. Moreover, play it safe, my friends, and keep your proactive work on a thumb drive hidden away as well for safekeeping. Keep the work you have done ahead of schedule in the bank, so to speak. Definitely resist the temptation to post all of your discussions that you have written for weeks ahead in the course all at once. Sit on the written discussions and assignments. Submit those discussions and assignments when they are due each week after you have had weeks and weeks to edit the discussion post and assignments, refining those discussion posts and assignments to ace the online course. The proactive approach to online course discussions and assignments provides time for the student to ask questions of the professor if questions arise and if need be. The next professorial tip for acing an online course is to post early and post often in the discussion boards. Post early, post often. Take the admonition, this quote from Dale Carnegie, "Inaction breeds doubt and fear. Action breeds confidence and courage. If you want to conquer fear, do not sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy." Get busy in the discussion boards each week, folks. Post early and post often. Online courses can be powerful learning experiences for many people. They can also take the form of poorly designed drudgery as well. If you're going to get anything out of the collective experience sharing your thoughts of the online course with others, it will be in the discussion board forums in the course. You have to do your main discussion post anyway. You are going to be required to substantively respond to two other main student discussion board posts anyway. Why not energize the experience? Why not make the experience more enjoyable for everyone? Putting forth some effort and energy into your discussion board main posts and response posts each week. By posting early and posting often, you will get on the professor's radar in a good way. In a good way. You are on the cusp of an A or a B at the end of the class. The professor soundly remembers that you posted early and you posted often in the discussion boards more times than not. The professor will round that final report card grade up in your favor, my friends. The next of the seven professorial tips for acing an online course is to be proactive with assignments. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy goal or ideal. Earl Nightingale. Be proactive with assignments. Be proactive with assignments. Avoid the stress of last minute assignment writing just hours before the due date. Be proactive with assignments instead. You'll be glad you did. As mentioned earlier in the podcast, if the discussion board forum questions and assignments are wide open, flapping in the wind in the online course, take advantage of that availability and get to work. In the first few weeks of the course, you can get the majority of the coursework completed if you are proactive, my friends. If you are proactive, leaving solid drafts in your discussion board and assignment bank, drafts that will be refined and edited, earning higher marks from the professor because you took the time to do a quality job producing those discussion posts and assignments. Take pride in everything you do, my friends. Only sign your name to things that you are proud of. In the beginning of an online course, set the intention to stay home the first three Saturday nights of the course. I'll say it again because people are throwing their hands up. He wants me to do what? In the beginning of an online course, set the intention to stay home on the first three Saturday nights of the course. All day those three Saturdays, do all the discussion posts and assignments for the entirety of the course. Then edit, refine, and submit those assignments as their individual, respective due dates approach. The next of the seven professorial tips for acing an online class is to keep a clear channel of communication open with the professor. Be careful with your words. Once they are said, they can only be forgiven, not forgotten. Words aren't free. It's in how you use them that may cost you. Keep a clear channel of communication open with the professor. Keep a clear channel of communication open with the professor. We are all living these days in the age of acrimony. Contention and argumentation seems to be the rule these days. I beg you not to fall into that trap, my friends. Be polite, be courteous, show civil discourse and respect for your online professor and fellow student learners within the course. As you are proactively working on your discussion board posts and assignments, periodically do not overuse this technique, as nagging overuse will most certainly backfire on you. Contact the professor with a question. Again, keeping a clear channel of open communication with the professor will land you in good stead if you are on the cusp of an A or a B come grading time. The next of the seven professorial tips for acing an online course is to give thanks for your educational opportunities. You heard me right. Give thanks for your educational opportunities. One more time. Give thanks for your educational opportunities. Millions of people never analyze themselves. Mentally, they are mechanical products of the factory of their environment, preoccupied with breakfast, lunch, and dinner, working and sleeping, and going here and there to be entertained. They don't know what or why they are seeking, nor why they never realize complete happiness and lasting satisfaction. By evading self-analysis, people go on being robots, conditioned by their environment. True self-analysis is the greatest art of progress. Paramhansa Yogananda. Give thanks for your educational opportunities. New figures on the number of children out of school worldwide reveal that despite decades of efforts to get every child into the classroom, progress has come to a standstill. Over 263 million children, adolescents, and youth worldwide, or one in every five, are out of school, a figure that has barely changed over the last 5 years. Access to education is only part of this picture. We also have a learning crisis, my friends, with one in six children and adolescents not reaching minimum proficiency levels in reading or mathematics, even though the majority of these children are in school. The educational opportunities situation for many around the world is bleak, my friends. Why not take advantage of the educational opportunities that have been presented to you at this time? We become what we think about, my friends. If you think about attaining the heights of educational attainment and you are ready and willing to do the work, then you will achieve those pinnacles. If you think about mediocrity, you'll manifest that too. If you think about nothing, well, then you become nothing. Take full advantage of the educational opportunities presented to you today. You must learn to sow, my friends. Today's investment in your educational future will pay rich dividends, indeed, when it comes time to reap the benefits of your achievements. When it comes to acing online courses, the seven tips from the professor will illuminate the way. You can do this work. Refine yourself. Grow intellectually. You are worth the work. I am the indubitable, irrefutable Dr. Matthew Lloyd Collins, i.e. the professor. Signing off for now. Go forth now into the world and create freedom and abundance for yourself and others. Be well. Thank you for listening to Higher Edutainment, the higher education podcast. Higher Edutainment with host Dr. Matthew Lloyd Collins. Higher Edutainment, the higher education podcast.